Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Sam this morning. It's not his real name. This isn't his real voice, but this story is true. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, guys.
So let's jump right into this because I got a feeling this is going to be kind of a long conversation. What is your dirty little secret?
It's about my current fiance.
Your current fiance, okay?
Yeah. So I'm a corrections officer.
You're a what?
A corrections officer.
Okay.
And I met my wife when she was, not a wife, fiance, when she was serving time. Now, we didn't get together then, but that's how we met. And my family doesn't know.
You did not start your relationship when she was...
No. We actually had bumped into each other after her release and just started talking. And it turns out we had a lot more in common than I had thought. And just kind of hit it off. But they don't know.
Okay, so that's interesting because if you did something while she was at your prison, I would imagine that would be
illegal,
right? Or at the very least, you'd be fired for it. So
Yeah. Nothing
happened then. You see each other, bump into each other, Chili's. And and then how does that conversation start? Do you have a moment where you're like, I know this girl? Or did you flat out like,
recognize
oh my
her.
God, it's such and such?
Well, right away, I mean, I was like, oh, she looks familiar, but I couldn't pinpoint where. And I was like, man, she is so attractive. And she kept looking over at me, and I was like, oh, she's looking at me.
Did she recognize you right away?
Well, it seems so. When I get up closer to her, then I recognize,
God, yeah. I know who you were. I was in charge of your freedoms. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to marry this girl.
Yeah.
So many questions there. First of all, does it bother you that she was a convicted criminal?
Well, no. I mean, she's already worked through that.
What was she in for? What was she in for?
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Okay. All right. I'm going to assume it's murder. How long was she in for? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, she served 3.5 years.
I mean, that's a long time. Is there a women's prison here?
I have no idea.
No, it's not. It wasn't here. It just wasn't around here. So,
how does your family think you guys met?
Church.
Church.
Yeah, so it's pretty different.
Does her family know? Like, okay. Does your family know that she was locked up at all?
You know, she actually doesn't have a very good relationship with her family. There's actually not that many of them left. So I don't think there's going to be much of an issue there.
Listen, if you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret, and this is Sam. It's not his real name, and he is about to get married to a girl who he used to be a corrections officer in charge of her while she was a prisoner. And they met after this. They did not have a romantic
meet after, but were you attracted to her while she was in there?
Good question.
Oh, well, you know, I can't deny.
Right. Let me ask you this. Do you get attracted to like a lot of inmates?
Well, I would say no. Probably not a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
But it's happened before. Several, right?
Yeah. Well, a few. Yeah, I wouldn't say a second.
Because how could you deny it, you know? How could you turn that off?
I don't know. I mean, under the circumstances, I can't imagine anybody looks all that great.
Well, but you're seeing them at their worst. It's kind of like picking somebody up at the gym. It can only get better.
It feels different, but maybe you're right.
All right. Well, listen, Sam, thank you very much for your dirty little secret. That was a doozy. And good luck with your wedding and all your future endeavors.
Thank you.